Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back here on the Draft Preview Show here on WWL 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Love to meet you. Coming out and say, hey, we are on a 6 o'clock hour right now, so you know what that means here on WWL, folks. Ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is Gentilly. That's Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-L-Y. Now just go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6 p.m. for the Jazz Fest code word of the day. You can see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Cage the Elephant, Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite and the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Getting up for this draft. It'll be kicking off in about 45 minutes. The Saints will be on the clock with the 9th overall selection, and all that speculation of all the mock drafts and guessing that we've seen so far will finally come to an end. We'll get the first pick of the Kellen Moore era and figure out who this new addition is to the black and gold offense or defensive side of the ball. I know Mickey said yesterday that Kellen definitely believes in that same philosophy of building in the trenches.
So it'll be from the inside out,
right,
is what he called it.
So see if we end up getting an offensive or defensive lineman is very possible.
Yeah, and again, you know, in doing these drafts all these years, that's always a guy that tumbles. And you wonder who will be that guy. Because we've talked so much about that top nine.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of a break, and then it's from 10 to 20, and then from 21 to 50. The grades are all kind of jammed in there. Who takes the tumble, and does he fit the profile of what the Saints are looking for in this draft class? Because we see it every year. Somebody makes a little bit of a tumble, and my thing has always been, because I've seen it throughout the years, the one position that has tumbled more than any, defensive tackle.
Okay.
It has taken a tumble. I'll tell you the story. Jalen Carter, he was my number one ranked guy when he came out. Now, he did have some issues at Georgia. He went 9th. Chris Jones, when he came out of Mississippi State, he was my 18th ranked player. He went 37th. Aaron Donald was my 8th ranked player. He went 13th. They all took, now some of them took a real tumble. Now, Aaron, he took a little tumble. But you can see where the edge rushers sort of have that advantage over the interior people. So if we're looking at that, does Mason Graham take a tumble?
Yeah, he might, because, you know, everyone's infatuated with numbers. And he might.
Man, the hell with that. I want production.
No, but Mike, but I mean by.
But I know what you're saying.
No, that's one reason why I went get Godshaw from the Patriots.
Right.
The Blackman, from Blackman, LSU Tiger. He didn't do anything. Yes, he made the linebackers be in position to do stuff because he occupies blockers.
Space eater, right.
No, it's like dirty work that you don't get enough credit for, but everybody wants him. Everybody wants him. Now, it would be hard to pass up if he's available. Tyler Ward. Mike, you want to talk about all-purpose weapon in final season.
Man, I love Tyler.
104 receptions, 1,233 yards, 218 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns. He averaged 8.5 yards a carry. I don't know. It's like a poor man's Taysom Hill.
That's what I was saying to Mike before we got on. It seems like a new version.
Okay, the crazy thing, we had Rich Marty on 2 days ago, and Rich was like, if someone had a child and it was part Jeremy Shockey, part Taysom Hill, that is what Tyler Warren is.
Well, that means he's going to be successful.
Yeah, I do believe.
That means he's going to have a lot of success in the NFL. Now, as far as the pass receiving tight end, Mike, I don't know if I've seen from the get-go, and he wasn't on. Oh, well, look at the team he was on. They were awesome. Look at the Raiders and Bowers. Mike. Look at the Raiders and the Georgia tight end, how he produced. So if you'd pick a tight end and he'd produce like that, then you can't argue and say, well, that wasn't the right pick. We had other needs. The Saints have a lot of needs. Okay. We need a handful.
You name it.
We need a handful, all the positions. But you know what we need? Somebody who ain't damn developing. And he's producing from the get-go, no matter what the position.
Preach, okay. Cannon.
Yeah.
Think of this. Give me a receiver that's a big guy on this team.
None. A big guy who? Bub Means?
That's probably the biggest,
Bub
right?
Bub Means, what he played. Like, he couldn't even play a month. Well, what he played, two games or something? Two, three games? Now, where we drafted him, the value and all that out of Pitt, University of Pittsburgh, it all worked out with Bub Means. But, come on, Bub Means? It's like that'd be a trivia question for the Who Dat Nation. Who's like our biggest receiver that we could count on right now?
Okay.
They didn't even know who Bub Means. You tell them Bub Means. They go, Bub who? Bubba Gump? Who are you talking about?
In a semifinal championship top 12 game, the Penn State receivers caught this many passes, and I'm saying zero.
Whoa.
Everybody was either receptions were to the running back or to 44. They knew he was going to get it and still couldn't stop him. No, you can say
same thing with Bowers. The Raiders, he was going to get the ball. He still didn't get stopped.
Again, he's a unique guy, and my comparison would be George Kittle. Because you know why? He can block just like Kittle can.
You like that?
He can actually block.
I like George Kittle from the get-go. Yeah, he got that long hair flowing and all that. I don't know. He's like a Midwest redneck. I mean, he just seemed like it. He's in San Francisco. I mean, he was unbelievable to me. How can you be against Kittle? You know, you look at the top tight ends and all that. You never know how they're going to work out. Now, Juwan Johnson, I think he's serviceable. I think he's a legit NFL tight end. But Juwan Johnson is not elite.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's steady, but I wouldn't call him elite. Now, he'll have spurts. That man, he was awesome for that whole month. How about he do that for 3 months?
And I think that's all I'm saying. What we want at number nine, we want an elite player coming in. Like you said,
exactly.
No development, production right off the bat.
Could be a rookie pro bowler. Not saying all pro, but at least maybe a rookie pro bowler.
You know? My thing is this. Let's get Tyler Warren past 7.
Yeah.
Because the Jets may be the tripwire for Tyler Warren.
Yeah, that's out there. But, okay, if you had Jaylen Walker, if you got Michael Williams and Tyler Warren all available at number 9. I don't think that happened. Who would you take then?
I would go with Jaylen Walker. He's my highest ranked player.
Okay, so to me, that's like a win-win. It's like you can't lose. whoever we take, I think is going to be a stud for the Saints.
You would
if they were all available, them three.
You think when the Saints are at number 9, and
yeah.
You're going to get a stud here.
You hope so.
And Mickey Loomis even said they think they're going to have two or three players that they're going to pick and can contribute from the get-go. So hopefully that player fulfills that obligation that the Saints are going to put on his shoulders. But he should. Because, you know, Mike, if you're a late first round and all that, you could have upside and all that, but it's not a guarantee. To me, I don't know, top 10, but I would say definitely like top 8 or 9 in the NFL. Come on. You got to pick the right player because it's a continuous process. Those young guys on particular teams, they have to contribute and be able to have success. Now, not necessarily always quarterbacks. Just because you pick a quarterback, I didn't mean. But you can pick another player that can work out. Now, the one player I would not pick, and what do we need right now, is cornerbacks. Right? Look at our experience at cornerbacks. We got like 3 NFL cornerbacks with experience. We love, whether you love them or not, or like Lattimore and Paulson Adebo. No, last year, we were amongst the best when you look at that cornerback room. But then now with Debo's with the Giants, Lattimore's with the Redskins, with the Commanders, I should say. But, Mike, who's the guy I would stay away from?
Will Johnson.
I think he might be Lattimore Jr. He might be Marshawn Lattimore Jr. Bad attitude, the same kind of swag that he have in the locker room. Not necessarily good people. I'm telling you, so I'm not saying he won't work out. Now, he got hurt this year. He was unbelievable on the Jim Harbaugh the year before.
He sure was.
But then he slacked off. So, see, even though he's either the first or second cornerback in probably this draft, which is not a complete awesome cornerback draft this year, I still would stay away from him because, I don't know, not the skill set, but the attitude. Does that make sense, Mike? I don't know.
Makes sense to me in the fact that he refused to run for the scouts. That tells me he knew I'm not going to run well. And you got to have that speed as a corner.
Can you imagine Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the history of the world? Okay, I'm not going to run. I don't feel like running. What? If he's so confident, he knows he's the fastest man in the world. He's running. The only time you don't do something is when you're not confident that you can accomplish what maybe the expectations are.
You look at the Cajun Cannon.
And I got to say this.
Okay.
The reason why is Shedeur Sanders. Okay, Deion.
That's where I was going with the quarterbacks right here.
Okay. Shedeur Sanders. Listen, I'm buddies with Deion. I threw Deion Sanders an interception in a real NFL game and a touchdown pass. I've been knowing Deion that this is going back 30-plus years. Okay, his son is an NFL quarterback, but he's not worthy of the number 9 overall pick. And I look at like, Shedeur Sanders. You know, I ran a faster 40 than Shedeur Sanders. Me, I'm not even a running quarterback.
Cajun Lightning.
I can run a straight line. I can't juke nobody, but I ran a faster 40 than Shedeur Sanders. You know what's the problem? A lot of fans, they think that just because you're black and African-American quarterback, that all African-American quarterbacks, they can run. They think Lamar Jackson. They think Jane Daniels. They think Cam Newton and all that. No. And that's not always the case. Look at Michael Penix with the Falcons. He's a pocket passer. Shedeur is a pocket passer. I think he'll have success, but he's not going to work all this magic. Shedeur would be best to go to a team. Very similar. That's the best thing ever happened to Lamar Jackson. Think about Lamar Jackson, how he fell, and the Ravens came back and they drafted Lamar Jackson. Look what Lamar Jackson has done with the Ravens. Some people wanted to move to wide receiver. Now as a quarterback, he's been a 2-time MVP. Lamar Jackson, people don't realize, Shamir said he can't hold Lamar's jog as far as throwing the football. I'm talking about as a passer. Lamar Jackson don't get enough credit as a passer. He's on that level. People don't realize that. So that's why you can't stereotype and look at all individuals. You have to look what they're doing. Now Cam Ward, Mike.
Cam can run. He can run.
No, he can run. But I think he's going to work out.
I think he will work out. I really like Cam.
Like a franchise quarterback. Now, if he could do, which I think he's going to go with the Tennessee Titans. If he could do with the Tennessee Titans.
What McNair did?
Or McNair or what C.J. Stroud did with the Texans.
Yep.
Remember the Texans were pooty. The Texans weren't any good. And then C.J. Stroud, look at the impact he had with the Texans. So if Cam Ward can do that for the Titans, then you hit a home run.
Stick around for more of the 504 Golf Entertainment Show here, the Black and Gold Draft Show on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and join Team WWL. We'll be here all night breaking down the picks as they happen. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned on WWL.